can be an apostle, because it just isn't true. A Joshua leader could be an apostle too. You can't just say that only a Joshua leader can be a pastor, because, or a pastor shepherd, but in the real sense of the word, so could a Moses leader. So they're either one of these. Now, what we will find is that sometimes these ministry leadership gifts will modify or change in their lives with endurance or with specific events or with specific locations of where God may send a Moses leader. He may be an effective Moses leader as a prophet in one congregation and a very effective teacher in another. Okay, so, you know, they may change a little bit. What we will be certain of is that one man is not all five. One man cannot be all five effectively at one time. There's only one person who could do that, and that was Jesus. And if you look through the scriptures, you will see him referred to as the chief apostle, the great preacher, the chief shepherd. In all of these things, you see these titles reflected in who he was as the great teacher, the rabbi, and all of this. But no one man has all five of these gifts. And very seldom have I met anyone who has processed individually at any point in time more than three or four of them. It just doesn't happen because we don't have that ability within us to grow that fast, spiritually and mature, spiritually mature to where we can do that unless there's just an extreme gift of God amongst somebody, on somebody's life. And I'll be really honest with you, I've met some of the best of them and just don't see that, and they wouldn't see it either. I mean, if they're really tuned in, they don't want or expect it. They want to do what God wants them to be, and they extend that call from there. Okay, so we have these five leadership gift ministries. They are applicable to either one, the Joshua leader or the Moses leader. So we don't want to, you know, we don't want to separate the Moses and the Joshua leader by these five, but just